Dear students, greetings to you all and welcome to the second module of the first lesson of your supplementary reader, A Triumph of Surgery by James Herriot. Having listened to the complete narration of the story in the first module, now we will get some insight into the story. At a first glance, the story seems to be a simple account about an overfed pet narrated by a vet. But it offers a great deal of study for our life as well if we read between the lines. Let's begin with the title. The title of the story, A Triumph of Surgery, is very well justified. The explanation of the title, what's the surgery, to whom and by whom it's done, why is it called a triumph, will cover the complete story. Mrs. Pumphrey speaks these words as her tribute to the surgeon Mr. Herriot for having transformed her turkey, that's her pet, from a bloated sausage to lithe and hard-muscled animal. Interestingly, there has been no medical treatment given to turkey, and it's, in fact, a triumph of a surgeon. The story is semi-autobiographical. It means the narrator has taken the real-life episode of his professional career as the veterinary surgeon and added some interesting imagination in writing this story. The story's main focus is on the owner's overfeeding to her pet, which she does out of love. Though the doctor has already advised her not to give sweet dishes, neither does she restrict his diet, nor does increase his exercise hours. Ultimately, the pet falls sick and has to be taken to the surgery. Besides the overfeeding to the pet, another important aspect of the story is the tactfulness as well as common sense of the narrator, Mr. Herriot. Without giving any medical treatment, he cures turkey. The story vividly brings out the classiness, that is sophisticated lifestyle of Mrs. Pumphrey. Even the narrator, being a vet himself, is surprised at the long line of Tricky's items brought by Mrs. Pumphrey's staff at home when Tricky is to be taken to the surgery. He thinks his car will not have enough space to accommodate all the stuff. Likewise, Mr. Herriot and his partners are startled to see the supplements sent by Mrs. Pumphrey, which are meant to facilitate Tricky's fast recovery. Also, there is a mention of 30 feet gleaming luxury car when Mrs. Pumphrey comes to collect back Tricky. The princely treatment and comforts of Tricky stands in stark contrast to the miserable life of poor people. During this curfew period, we hear lots of reports about the sad plight of the daily wages and the migrant laborers stranded at different places struggling to get their daily bread. Students, this is just to present a thought related to the story. Let's not delve deep into this social aspect as it will lead us away from the main focus of the story. Now, let's move to the study of character sketches or pen pictures. That let's begin with the narrator, Mr. Herriot. The narrator is a competent veterinary surgeon committed to his profession. As a veteran in his field, he is worried about Tricky's bloated body and wants Mrs. Pumphrey to follow the new regime on diet and exercise strictly. He is very tactful and full of common sense. He understands the problem of Mrs. Pumphrey in bringing up her pet. To quote from the story, Herriot says, "I wondered about all things Mrs. Pumphrey had in mentioned." Using his common sense, he avoids medical treatment but is triumphant in transforming that fatty and lazy turkey to be lithe and lively. Mr. Herriot's sense of humor comes to light when he says about Mrs. Pumphrey's lavish supplements to Turkey. He records, these were days of deep content, and he adds, it was temptation to keep Turkey on as a permanent guest. Next, Mrs. Pomfrey. She is a rich and resourceful lady. She is passionately attached to her pet. Out of love, she overfeeds him. She fails to be strict on restricting Turkey's diet and honestly accepts her failure. She says, I can't bear to refuse him his favorite dishes. She also accepts that the pet's ring throwing exercise has been stopped due to the gardener's absence from duty. She is innocent in explaining her perception. She says to the vet, I thought Turkey must be suffering from malnutrition. However, she is ignorant to the fact that she is also responsible in making Turkey fatty and listless. She is so passionate about her pet that she wails and faints when he is taken to the surgery. Her love towards her pet is wonderfully recorded in the last part of the story. On seeing the transformation in Turkey, she becomes emotional and sincerely pays her tribute to the surgeon, saying, how can I ever thank you? This is a triumph of surgery. Finally, the character sketch of Turkey, to whom the surgery is done. Turkey is a pet dog of Mrs. Pomfrey. His rich owner gives him a princely diet and comforts. His only fault is his greed for food. He loves cream cakes and chocolates. Due to his overeating and less exercise, he falls sick and is brought to Mr. Harriet's surgery. Slowly but steadily, he recovers at the surgery, shedding off his overweight in small fights and happy plays with the other dogs. Eventually, he is transformed into a flexible and hard-muscled animal. Though he finds a new world of joy with the pack at the surgery, when his owner comes to collect him back, he doesn't show any hesitation. Instead, he takes a tremendous leap to reach Mrs. Pomfrey, showing his love and loyalty. Turkey is a sensible and grateful pet. Let's move on to language study from this story. Though the story is from the supplementary reader, it has as much scope for the language study as any lesson from the main reader. The writer has used the first person narrating technique in the story. That is, the writer relays the events through his perception using the first person I. For your information, the other technique of narrating story is third person point of view, in which a narrator relates all the events using third person such as he, she, or they. For example, you have a third person narration in the story A Letter to God, which you have already studied in your first lesson of the main reader. There is a colorful metaphorical expression in the story referring to Mrs. Pomfrey's car. About 30 feet of gleaming black metal. Note, the writer hasn't used the word car or vehicle. Then you have a long list of words given in your glossary just below the story. Other than the words explained, we have the following two phrases in the story. One, Mrs. Pomfrey wrung her hands. The phrase wring on hands means clasping and twisting one's fingers as an expression of helplessness. In the story, Mrs. Pomfrey wrung her hands to show her helplessness in following the strict diet to her pet as per the vet's suggestion. The second one, for a few nights, the fine spirit was rolled around. The phrasal verb roll around is used in informal contexts to mean something that happens again. In the story, it refers to Mrs. Pumphrey's supply of brandy to be given to Turkey. And then, let's move on to the moral of the story. It said, parenting is an art, but every parent is not an artist. I repeat, parenting is an art, but every parent is not an artist. The story candidly captures the mistake done by the over-intelligent parents. Though done out of love, excess of anything spoils. The story signifies the need of exercise along with nutritious food. We stand convinced all food and no play made Turkey a dull doggy. Mr. Harriet's method of transformation of Turkey remains that cure for some ailments lie in simple adjustments of lifestyle rather than requiring a medical treatment. Before bidding goodbye, let me remind you to attempt the worksheets. Are you all bored being confined to home all these days? Let me give you an option to travel far and wide during this lockdown period. Yes, students. Extensive reading extends that chance of visiting many places and people. When you're still staying safe at home, you can do this travel. A list of books are given under the suggested reading. Make sure you travel to different destinations by reading these books and meeting many people. Goodbye, students.